I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories.
Hi, it's Susan Montanaro coming to you in a solo show today. I want to talk about being stuck in a life we no longer want and how easy it can become to stay in that discomfort. When we don't have the bravery to really make the bold moves needed to create the change we want, often we make small gestures that fool us into thinking it's all happening now, and then it's not. And we can lose steam or courage, and then we stay stuck again. I see this mostly, but not only, in situations surrounding divorce. It's common in fractured marriages for the breakdown to start with bad communication. Then all intimacy stops. Silent treatment and grunting or snippy fighting becomes the norm. You know, the kind where every breath they take is annoying. If it's really unrepairable, whatever is happening, someone starts sleeping on the couch, passive, or moves out of the marital bed and into another room altogether. This is no small gesture. It is a bold statement. I no longer want to be near you, not even when I'm sleeping. This new arrangement creates just enough change to fool a person into thinking they have released themselves back to a version of singleness. But foolish is all that it is. Because this cosmetic change is like getting Botox. It smooths the lines temporarily until the creases and crow's feet return, usually within 3 months. Staying stuck blows. It impacts every part of your life. Sleep, health, work, social and physical pleasures. And if you have kids, it's the worst role modeling you can do. The longer we stay in these uncomfortable, contorted positions, we are unconsciously normalizing the unhealthy life we are living. Time goes by, and we master this bogus life. And do you know what else happens? We no longer feel or see red flags. There are no alerts to the negative and potentially toxic behaviors around us, our own included. We normalize that too. I can't think of anything worse than moving through life on autopilot, not feeling as much as sinking into the shitstorm of our own making. It's pedaling in place, which only burns the floor beneath us. After a while, we only have ourselves to blame, which shows up as resentment toward the other person. What are we waiting for? The other person to pull the plug on the relationship? Who is winning? No one. No one wins. Everyone loses when this is the structure. Living in between only raises our tolerance for pain and distress. And when we normalize that part of ourselves, it's pretty hard to distinguish happiness and kindness. I've been speaking to many who find themselves in this position. They feel desperate for change, yet don't know how to untangle from the mess. What started as an internal separation has spiraled into a dysfunctional home in a new form. It is at this stage that I recommend professionals be brought in. That might mean divorce lawyers, therapists or coaches, or spiritual leaders for guidance to navigate the real divide that was meant at the start of this. Everyone involved wants relief. That is absolutely true. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone deserves a second chance. Everyone is entitled to a happy, healthy life. It's not only about you. Anyone whose life you've touched can feel your sadness and your anger. Pain is a neon billboard. Make no mistake, you're not fooling anyone. You are responsible for being kind, especially and first to yourself. It is going to be okay and work out. But you must actively participate in the breakup with grace and take responsibility for being part of it all. It's no longer about who said or did what. At this point in time, it's only about finding your dignity and respecting that the other person is attempting the same. Nose in your own plate, stay the course, take nothing personally, head up, heart open. Let me know if you want to talk about any of this. As always, look after each other, be kind to yourself, and thanks for listening.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.